join you for our very first 2019 Shift Today Radio Experience. My name is Nina Roach, also known as Next Level Nina, and I'm coming to you from rainy California on this January 7th morning. Whoever said it doesn't rain in California? Tony, they should break that song and break that record soundtrack up, because it's raining. But I tell you, we need the rain due to all the fires that we've had towards the end of our 2018. But I pray this morning that you've gotten off your brand new year into a great start, and pray that you are ready to shift and take your life to the next level starting today. I'm sure you've already started and planned and have your resolution, but I pray that you've gotten a revolution by faith, that this will be the year, according to Romans 3:31 from the Message Bible, that you will shift your focus from what you can do and to shift your focus to what God has already done. And this will be such an exciting year, as you can cancel out all of those laws and rule keeping little commandments that you've made for your little kingdom, and you can start off by launching into a kingdom that has existed and with you in mind before the foundations of the world. And so this is the year that the Lord has once again crowned, according to Psalm 65:11, that he has crowned our year with bounty, and he has made our paths to overflow. And I tell you, I pray that you hang on to those words of the Spirit, because this is what this year is going to look like. And the Passion Translation says from Psalm 65:11 that the Lord has crowned the earth with its yearly harvest. And it looks like, it sounds like it's already done. So we have to tap into what God has already planned, and his thoughts and the things that he has already had for us this year. And he says, the fruits of your goodness, wherever you go, the tracks of your chariot wheels will drip with oil. And we know that oil is that anointing. That's that dew from heaven, that power of God. I tell you, woo, it's going to be such a powerful year. It's almost like I could see me doing December 31st, 2019, of what the year looks like, and praising God in advance, because this is a good year. And even if you have not started off to the way that you might have envisioned it to be, with so many times, I tell you, people set up these misconceptions and all of these other little things. It's like, don't even start your year with it. Start your year with the Holy Spirit. Start your year with the master coach, and let him do what only he can do in your life. I want to go right in and pray, and I want to pray specifically from Psalm 65:11, the text that I just read. And this is going to be, once again, the year of overflowing and the year of he is crowned this year even with greater measures. That's what the year that the word that he gave me for the end of in the end of 2018. And I'm going to share that again, and just I tell you, I want to get that word so soaked into your spirit, soaked into my spirit. He says, expect greater, greater, greater. So let's go right in and pray together. Heavenly Father, we so so grateful for just another day that you've given each one of us. Wherever we are geographically located, all the shifties, as they're listening live to today's broadcast, I thank you, Lord, that you have already crowned this year with bounty. This is a, you've given us this earth. You said the earth would be ours and heaven would be yours, and may we walk in the fullness of this yearly harvest, the fruits of your goodness, and that wherever we go all throughout the year, that our paths would overflow, that everything that our hands would touch would be blessed and multiply and increase, that every word that we say, and we being the first listeners of our words that we speak and decree and declare out of our mouths, that may those words be edifying. May they bring forth fruit. May we no longer have to wait, Lord God, for the words that you have already predestined for us. Father, I thank you that we recognize this year more than ever that time is, we're in control of time, and time is our hands and in our care, and we're governing over time, and we're governing over the fruits of the Spirit. We're tapping in and walking and partnering this year with the Holy Spirit this year, and this will be a year of grace. This will be a year of the greater measures. This will be a year of the fulfillment. This will be a year where you can take your life to the next level. This will be the year where God is going to say the things that he knows that your heart is ready to receive this year. Some things, it wasn't that he was holding it back from you. Oh, I hear it in the spirit. He's saying, it's not that I was holding anything back for you, but I said in my word that now is the time for me to speak those things, because you have grown and you are ready and you are spiritually mature to take hold of the things that I am placing before you. And so now is the time. Do not worry, do not fret, but to cast all of your care all throughout the year upon me, starting today, because I care for you. And don't do anything without me, and don't look to the left and don't look to the right, but keep looking up, because when you look up is where you will find me. When you look up, that's where you'll find your help. When you look up, that's where answers will be released. When you look up, this will be the year to look up, because look up, because I will be pouring down dew. I will be pouring down the morning rain. I tell you, this is your year to rain. I am awaiting for my sons and my daughters to be revealed this year. This is the year of the greater measures, the measures of me. So as you focus and keep your eyes stayed on me all throughout the year, starting today, I will keep you in perfect peace. Perfect peace. The greater measures of peace. I do not want you in pieces. I want you in perfect peace. So walk with me. Reason with me. Talk with me. Sit with me. Come to me, and I will give you rest, saith the Lord, for this is a restful year. This will be a graceful year. Walk in that grace. Walk in my ability to get results without any interference of you. Everything that I will need for you to do this year, I will call for you by name. You will hear my voice. I will be inviting you to many opportunities. I will be inviting you to many experiences, because I want to be have the glory. I want to have the boast. I want to make your tongue have the boast, and your soul and your body and your emotions and your will. All parts of you will boast of me throughout the year. This will be according to Psalm 65:11, the year that I have crowned with the yearly harvest, the year that I have crowned for the bountiness, the year that you can dance and join in the dance of the goodness of my grace in the name of Jesus, and your paths will overflow. Watch for it. Watch for it. I am coming. I am coming. I am coming. Expect the greater, the greater, the greater. This is the year of the greater measures, says the Lord. Woo, 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 woo. I tell you, this is going to be a powerful, powerful year. Whoo, my goodness. I didn't know that was coming. But I praise God. See, that's why we got to be ready, in season and out of season, for what the Lord is going to do. That's why I've encouraged you all. I'm not sure if many of you all have joined. I've been checking in that you've joined the Shift Today Faith Builders Training. I'm opening it up just this last day to get on there and pay your $21. Starting tomorrow, it is going up to $40. This is not a faith builders pay a free training, because so many things that we give throughout our ministry, it is free, but this is a paid for training where you have an opportunity to build up your faith. So one day only, extending it. As of yesterday, it was going to close at midnight, but I'm including it for one more day, to open it up for to get on there online to pay before midnight tonight to pay the $21 for the Faith Builders training. It is powerful. And those that have testimonies, if you haven't read the testimonials and seen our video snapshot testimonials, I would encourage you to watch them. These people have gotten results. They have lost something and they have gained something. And what many of you all, I'm sure, because I already sense it in the spirit, you probably will be thinking, oh, well, I'll catch her in Bible study, or I'll catch her. She'll mention part of the Faith Builders training on the radio broadcast. That's something I will not do, just so you will know in advance, because this is for paid subscribers and Faith Builders who will get much more of what the revelation knowledge that the Holy Spirit has given me for this particular training. So if you were waiting to think that you will get an excerpt from the Faith Builders training on our Wednesday wellness, Wednesday shift experiences, or our upcoming Sunday, January 20th experiences, that will not happen. This is a paid training for subscribers only, and it's customized for subscribers only. So it would be quite unfair for me to release things that people have paid for because they have decided to take their faith and get trained and get up their faith up to par to the next level. Many believers that I've even sat with on Wednesdays have realized that still my faith was not up to par. So this is why I'm telling you, this is something for your to your advantage. It was created by the Holy Spirit. I'm just the assistant coach to release what he wanted in the earth. And if you haven't seen those testimonials, I would encourage you to go back in and receive them this morning in Jesus' name, or get signed up or whatever you sense that you need to do to get your faith up in Jesus' name. Also, I want to go right in and reading from today our prophetic 2019 decree, the year of the greater measures. As he has said, this will be the year, it says from Romans 8:19, the entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. So this is the year of the greater measures. This prophetic word was given to me in December 19, 2018, and he says, and if we cling to God and his plans, we will see the greater manifestation that he desires. That is the key. We must know that God has a plan, and in order for you to experience the plan and experience the greater measures, he is saying that we must cling to God. So I just want you to envision, what does that look like to cling to God? Well, we know God is his word. We know God is spirit. We are a spirit. And with that, we also know that if we cling to God, we're going to cling to his plans, and we will experience the greater manifestations. I don't know about you, but I am ready to go to the next level and see the greater manifestations. I saw manifestations this year, but I really saw what the manifestations, I saw more of what God was doing on the inside of me. And I believe that greater measure of what God was doing inside of me, because, you know, some people think, well, the year of the harvest, I might not have seen it naturally, but I saw the year of the harvest, so much of what was on the inside of me even being released, starting within less than 2 weeks. My book will be out. Get your faith up. See, that was a harvest that was growing on the inside of me. And so what's growing on the inside of you, that's why it's so important as a believer and even as a seeker, clinging on to God or having the desire for God. And that's what I love. Even one of the things that I shared yesterday, we had a vision casting meeting, and it was powerful, our gathering for those that wanted to hear where we're going for 2019 throughout the year, and what is it going to look like for our Sunday worship experiences and our Wednesday worship experiences, and what is the Holy Spirit saying in this hour to the church, to the believers, to the listener, to the seeker, to the faith builder trainee. What is he saying? And he's basically saying the same thing. Cling to God. Cling to me, because he is the God. We've been placed in the care of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, when I come back, and the Holy Spirit ascended him up to heaven, and the Holy Spirit is going to bring him back down from heaven. Jesus doesn't even know when he's going to come back. But I tell you, when he comes, he says, will he find faith in the earth? And will he come? We got to be in the position where we are still clinging to God through the Holy Spirit. because we're clinging to God. That's how the Holy Spirit is going to show us what God is saying and going to cause us to see some things with our spiritual eyes. As remember, as I said, you have two set of eyes. You got natural eyes and you have spiritual eyes. You have natural ears and you have spiritual ears. So it's time to hear and it's time to see. And it's time to see the things that God wants you to see, because of that prophetic word that I released right when the broadcast came on, and I didn't know I was going to release that prophetic word. God is saying, just come on and cling to him so we can experience the greater measures. Amen? So he says there are going to be greater measures and manifestations of faith that are coming upon my people. I want that greater measures of faith. And in order to get greater measures of faith and manifestations of faith, there must be a greater measure of hearing the word of God. Hear what I'm telling you, because how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. So in order for you to have a greater measure of faith, you have to have the greater measure of hearing. That's why he says, even in Luke, let me get there very quickly, Luke 18:8 says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find this kind of persistent faith in the earth? But Luke 8:18 says, be careful how you listen. For whoever has a teachable heart, in other words, what a teachable heart is, a teachable spirit, not a teachable soul, but a teachable spirit, to him more or her more understanding will be given. Because it's one thing to know the word, but if you don't have understanding by revelation knowledge of what that word means and how you can execute that word and that strategy, God's plan and thought of what he's telling you, he says more will be given. And whoever does not have a longing for truth. See, because God creates the longing for you. He creates the desire in you to even come near to him. That's what I love about God and just how his nature is. God creates the very things that we don't have the capacity to do. I didn't save me. God saved me. And then he created a desire. And sometimes the desire will come through misfortunes. No matter what happens, God is coming because he wants a people show himself strong through. And so from that Luke 8:18, it says, so be careful how you listen, for whoever has a teachable heart to hear him, understanding will be given. And whoever does not have a longing for truth, even what he thinks he has will be taken away. From the Passion Translation, from Luke 8:18, it says, so pay careful attention to your heart as you hear my teaching, for to those who have open hearts, even more revelation. See, there it is. That's the word right there. So you always got to find that version that makes it pop. I just saw it. Even more revelation will be given to them until it overflows. See, because manifestation doesn't happen until revelation comes. It's not manifestation and then revelation. First, you go seeking for the word of God. He creates the desire for you to come to him. Then he starts to give you instructions now that you're there. So now that you're there, you're paying attention to what you're saying, to what he's saying while you're in his presence. And every time the Father speaks to us, he's teaching us something. So he says to be careful, pay attention. And some of the other versions says be careful how you listen. This one says to so pay careful attention to basically what I'm teaching you. For if you open up your heart to hear what I'm saying, he says you're going to have more understanding and more revelation. Because once you get revelation on a thing, that's understanding. And that's only to you by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings forth revelation where he opens that thing up and it's like you see it as clear as day as to the very next step that you're supposed to do. And that's why if you continually come to him and acknowledge him, as he says in Proverbs 3:5-6, in all of your ways, he says that he would direct your path. He's going to direct your path to the greater measure, the year of the greater measures this year. So even from the Luke 8:18 from the Passion Translation, he says that more revelation will be given to them until it overflows. Didn't I not read that this morning from when I opened up from Psalms 65:11, he says, you crown the year with your bounty and your paths overflow. See, overflow is the greater. Anytime you're overflowing in something, you've expanded past the measure that you currently are having. Now you're overflowing. overflowing, but you're overflowing because of the revelation. And because of the revelation you're getting, it's because you came to him. You were willing to pay attention to him, to hear what he had to say to you. And he says, and for those who do not listen with open hearts, in other words, still coming in stubborn, still coming in with your way and your little kingdom and all your reason. And see, this is why my faith builders training is so necessary, because it's not just, oh, I got it because I did my 21 days. I guarantee you that you probably still don't have it, even though you still think you might do. See, that's the deception, and that's what will cause you to close up, because you'll walk away like most people do with a religious mindset, and they'll say, well, I've done that. I've heard that, and I know that, and you're still stuck in the same place. So all the hearing, the knowing, and doing is not really doing you any good, because there is a way, Scripture says, that seems right, but in the end, it leads to your own demise. It leads to your own destruction. Luke 8:18 from the Message Bible says, from 8:16-18, it says, no one lights a lamp and then covers it with a wash tub or shoves it under the bed. No, you set it up and on a lampstand, so those who enter the room can see their way. Why is it so important to see your way? See, this is why I'm telling you revelation is so important. So in other words, revelation to see. Proverbs also 29:18, the Message says, if people can't see, in other words, if revelation doesn't come, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. We are seeing this all the time. But God is saying, don't start your year off stumbling. All you need to do is start your year off with Luke 8:18. Start to listen. Start to just respond to what I'm showing you. Start to see what I'm doing, and you won't stumble. Your steps won't be hindered, but actually your steps will be ordered. But then the Message Bible says from Proverbs 29:18, but when they attend, this goes back to Luke 8:18, but when they attend to what he reveals, there it is, they are most blessed. God wants us most blessed. Why? Because we are attending. We're paying careful attention to our hearts, so as we are coming to hear what he has to say to us, having a teachable spirit. Why don't you make that your first declaration of faith this morning, starting off with me, shall I say, for our very first 2019 radio broadcast experience. I have a teachable spirit in Jesus' name, amen. You know, the Holy Spirit showed me at the end of the year when I was having my quiet moments right before launching into my 2019. He says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. See, and he showed me, he says, a lot of times you could have the intentions on being obedient, but God says, are you willing? And so he had me start off the years doing something very strategic and very specific. And I could have gotten, and I'm just being transparent, I could have gotten into a place of reasoning because it just doesn't make sense to me, but I know that it makes faith because why? I'm paying careful attention to my heart as I hear him teaching me. So my heart, your soul, mind, will, emotions, imagination, intellect, talking about for me in this experience, my heart is saying one thing, but my spirit, the Father's teaching, the word, the plan is saying something different. Now, I stand in the middle of this to literally choose this day, who are you going to serve? You're going to listen to me or you're going to listen to your flesh? You're going to listen to your mind that's still being renewed and transformed by the renewing of my mind. So I had to literally put in faith action to what I knew that I knew that I knew that I heard. And I do have the understanding, that revelation, because if I don't do what he's telling me to do, then it's just not going to be good for my own position, shall I say. And so with that, I took the first, for the new year, the first faith step, and I just did it. I explained to my husband some things and some directions and things that I was doing and the reasons why I was doing this, and he's like, okay, I understand, I get it, blah, 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 blah. But the thing is that We have to attend to what God is saying. Why? Because then that's when the overflow is going to come. Because if you don't take the first step of the willingness and the obedience, like a lot of people say, well, I'm obedient, yeah, but are you willing? Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to lay down your philosophies? Are you willing to put down your flesh? Are you willing to lay down your reason? Because I'm telling you, every single time that you hear truth from God's word, your heavenly Father instructing you, and you're there, you got a teachable heart, you're ready to hear what he has to say to you. Immediately, the scripture says, Satan comes to steal the word, and he's going to do it through distractions. He's going to do it through confusion. He's going to tell you some lie. He's going to even come back to ask you with a question, because that's how what happened with me yesterday. He came back to me with a question, like, basically, why are you doing this? You're not used to doing this. So basically, if I continue to listen to him or his suggestions and his ways or traps or get into the reason of my mind, I'm telling you, I already know the direction of the way my 2019 will end up. But this year, I'm starting off not just having a desire to being obedient, but he says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And I don't know about you, but I want to eat the good of the land. Amen. So continuing on from Luke 8:18, no one lights a lamp and then covers it with a washtub or shoves it under the bed. No, you set it up on a lampstand. There's something you have to do. So those who enter the room can see their way. We're not keeping secrets. We're telling them. We're not hiding things. We're bringing everything out into the open. So be careful that you don't become misers of what you hear. In other words, the things that I'm hearing, I'm sharing it with you. Why? Because generosity begets generosity. Stinginess impoverishes. So when you're stingy, it leads to impoverty. When you are generous, it leads to a generous spirit. So hear what I'm saying to you today on this very first broadcast of our Shift Today radio experience for 2019. This is the year of the greater measures. And what God wants to do, we just let him do it. That's what I opened up. This is going to be the year of that prophetic word. If you missed that prophetic word at the beginning of the broadcast, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it. But he says this is going to be the year we won't, with no interference of toiling, we'll get the results. We'll get that overflow. I don't know about you, but before I see the overflow on the outside, we got to first get the overflow on the inside. We have to settle some things. We have to get out of reasoning, get out of toiling, get out of doing all these other things. And if you're still having a challenge with that, I encourage you, I'm opening up for the very last day. Pay your $21 for the 21-day Faith Builders Training. We start tomorrow. We launch tomorrow, Tuesday through Friday. And whatever days you miss, you'll start, you'll get back in there, and you'll get your online e-pass and everything else that goes with that Faith Builders Training. So I'm praying that according to Psalm 65:11, once again, that you will be careful of how you hear this year, that you will allow the Lord to crown your year with bounty and your paths to overflow. I pray this year that God says that as he lives, everything that he hears you say, he says he will most certainly do. Also, I want to let you know I'm going to finish out this week doing this blog talk radio. Starting the following Monday, you'll catch me live from iHeartRadio, from Spotify, and or SoundCloud. Or you can go right to the website, use the app, click the link. But starting next Monday, this platform for Blog Talk Radio will no longer be in operation. So I'm going to finish out this week strong of being on this radio broadcast platform for about 7 years. Hey, talk about overflowing and increasing. Now we're going out into the greater measures, into the world. And I also want to thank you once again, my Ship Today ministry leaders and partners, and also my legacy partners. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. God bless you, and enjoy the rest of your day, and start off your year paying close attention to what Jesus is saying, because Jesus is Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.